Norma Pintar has been teaching traditional Mexican dance in the Treasure Valley for more than 20 years. In 2012, she received the Governor's Award in the Arts to help establish a Hispanic cultural center in Nampa. It was there that she met Jafe Ebert, who started dancing with her when he was just five. Now at 16, Ebert is learning the traditional dances of the state of Campeche, Mexico, through an apprenticeship funded by the Idaho Commission on the Arts. Producer Arlie Summer followed their journey from dance practice to performance.
The Mexican dances are expressive. We feel the music inside out. Many of the dances are stories of love, or simply the music of a poem for a city. My name is Norma Pintar. I am a traditional Mexican dancer. And I love to dance. It's my passion. I was awarded a grant by the Idaho Commission on the Arts to teach traditional Mexican dances. Jafe Ebert is my sixth apprentice. I am teaching the traditional Mexican dances from the state of Campeche. Campeche is a region that is in the southeast of Mexico.
My name is Jafe Ebert. It doesn't matter how well you know the steps and if you know the footwork, if you're slouching, you're frowning, you're looking like you have a bad time because you're going to put on a bad show.
I select Campeche because most of the people in Idaho is used to the dances only from the states of Jalisco and Veracruz. Mexico has 32 states and we have more than 300 different styles of music. And for me, it's a nice way to educate and share other traditions from other states and regions.
Most of the performing and dance that I've done has been from Jalisco and Veracruz, which are northern, and so Campeche is fairly new to me.
I told him Campeche has a totally different body projection. So you are going to be dancing from your waist to your feet. Your hands are going to be up. And this is very specific. It is very usual to wear pink and yellow. I also wear a rebozo shawl, and then also the earrings that have some coins are gold. I also have my shoes that are very important. The Mexican traditional folk dance shoes have some nails. We use a lot the nails to make noise.
The nails are there so that you can hear the steps while we dance, because oftentimes there's intricate steps and it makes the song more interesting when you can hear the stomping going along with the music. These glasses are from a song that we've been learning called the Guaranduche. In that song we dance and they'll be full of liquid and we dance with them on our head. And it's kind of difficult to learn because you gotta learn how to balance it and you have to be able to move without it falling off.
La guaranducha is a very festive dance.
So in order to practice this song, I've been using a plastic cup and I have it filled with some rocks for weight because I'm not gonna practice with an actual liquid in there. And while I practice, I have attached some sandpaper to the bottom to help me keep it from sliding off.
I am performing tonight at the Dia de los Muertos at Jump, a celebration that we honor our loved ones who have passed away.
I'm just preparing the water, so I'm just putting some food coloring in it so that they'll be able to see that there's water in the cup when we're dancing on stage.
Looks like we are gonna be ready. Thank you. Okay, ready?
And tonight I have the honor of introducing one of our master dancers and her apprentice. and they are going to perform for us this evening. So, Norma and Jaith, I invite you on the show.
The biggest thing that I hope to learn from Norma and throughout this apprenticeship is how to pass on this culture.
We as a Hispanic community, it's very important to share the way that we grew up or we are living our traditions in order to understand us.
This piece was produced for the series Expressive Idaho in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts. For photos, videos, and extra content, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.